It's The Fake Show, starring Kendall Tenney and Jim Tofte, with our apologies to everyone.
On this episode of The Fake Show, I'm talking to actress Marina Squarciati from the hit NBC drama Chicago PD, a show that is filmed totally on location in the great city of Chicago. Marina is a young up-and-comer who has already appeared on shows like The Good Wife, The Americans, Blue Bloods, and off-Broadway as Judy Holliday. Got her on the phone right now from Chicago. Marina, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. I am a huge fan of your show, and I have to tell you, we were in Chicago in the fall, and a couple of your trucks were set up on the street.
I went to school in Chicago, and I always get texts from my friends grumbling, like, you're blocking my way to work, and I'm like, it's not me!
It is unbelievable. I really, and I know it's probably been brought up before, but the city of Chicago is really one of the stars of the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple cities that have their own personality and sort of their own life, and Chicago's one of them, and I think it brings something really special, and I don't think it could be done. You know, you could have Las Vegas PD or New York PD, and it'd be a great show. It would just be really different. So, yeah, Chicago brings something gritty, I think, and something very real.
What do you do when you are in those different neighborhoods? I know that that's not your side of things, but how do they, because it looks like you're actually going into real homes, and you're running around in these neighborhoods. How complicated is that?
Well, I think it's great because, you know, we get to sort of, whenever we use someone's real home, they get sort of a revenue from it. So that's lovely. But, you know, it's interesting. I've gotten to see a lot of parts of the city that I wouldn't normally see. And I think there's something to that. Like, we are actually going into neighborhoods with high crime rates to film. So I like that. I think that's another testament to the show, that really trying to, you know, show real life as much as possible. Our show always has a cop on set. We call him a technical advisor, Brian Luch, who's always telling us how to run with a gun, how to hold a gun, what to do when you're clearing a house. So we're trying to do everything to the best of our ability.
You don't run with a gun in your pants or something like that. In other words, he tells you the right way to do it.
Well, you know, I feel before I played a cop on television, I saw a lot of people who are in dangerous situations with their finger on the trigger. And you really never do that unless you're planning to pull it at that moment, because you could get startled if there could be someone around the corner you don't want to shoot. So you always keep it straight in line with the gun, which is just little things that you learn. I mean, it's a big thing, but small things that you learn every day and how to portray these cops as accurately as possible.
You learn how to shoot guns. You learn how to drive cars fast, Marina. And I heard that one of your co-stars, Jesse Lee Sofer, actually left the car and drive and then got out accidentally.
Do you know what's funny is that last week, Brian Garrity did the same thing, but there were no cameras rolling. So I want to call Brian out right now and say that I saw it. I know what you did. Although no one's going to bring it up because there are no cameras rolling, unfortunately.
And Brian is the guy who plays your partner on the show.
Brian plays, Sean Roman. And we touch on a lot of the topics that have been in the news lately that are a bit touchy between cops and communities. So
I love the relationship between you and the desk sergeant. I think that's just fantastic. Yeah.
She's a really terrible boss and a really wonderful person in real life.
Now, on the latest episodes, I think last week, as a matter of fact, there's a lot of snow. There's a lot of snow, and I think today in Chicago, it's going to be single digits. How do you prepare for that? Are you sitting inside of a heated truck until the very last second because you know you're going to have to go out in it?
Yeah, unfortunately, the cop uniforms are made of like polyester, I think, not wool. That would be really great. The heated van is more like a butane heater that we just sort of huddle around like the campfire until they yell rolling. We run, we do the scene, cut, we run back, sort of warm up before we do it again.
Yeah.
Last year I had to play a woman of the night in a tube top and open-toed shoes and a miniskirt in a polar vortex. I'm ready for anything.
So does everyone live there? I think I had read somewhere that you guys, most of you live in the same building during the season.
We all hang out together, so we kind of wanted to live in the same area. We do all live within maybe a 15 block radius, so it's fun. We all go over tonight. We're coming over to my house. I'm Italian, so I got prosciutto and Parmesan and bruschetta.
Nice.
And we're gonna live tweet meat. Yeah, that's the way to do it, right?
And what about the pizza places there in Chicago? We had gone to a few when we were just there. What is your recommendation?
I love. I'm actually actually, last night I was had people over to watch a basketball game, and we ordered Lumal Nati. You know,
sure.
I get
yeah.
made fun of them not because I always say, like, the Illuminati. I'm always like, Luminati. I love their pizza. It's great.
Pizza's great there. Have you run over to the old campus in Evanston since you've been working on Chicago PD?
I have. I'm actually hoping to go this Wednesday to talk to my acting teacher, Cindy Gold's class. So that'll be fun. And I have gone back and eaten at the, oh, God, I had so many buffalo wings in college. I went, that's exact, the first place I went was Buff Joe's. They're like, you're back. Welcome.
Well, Marina, you're one of my favorite characters on Chicago PD. I love the show.
And
I'm glad that it's continuing. And best of luck in the future. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marina.
Thank you.
Look for all Fake Show episodes in the archive section of thefakeshow.com. And as always, follow along on Twitter and like us on our Fake Show Facebook page. Until next time, anyone feel like getting a drink?
The Fake Show was filmed before a live studio audience.